Because portions of today's episode may be too intense for younger listeners, we recommend that children under the age of 10 listen with their parents. Kids, if your parents aren't in the room, make sure you get them before you listen.
Hi, this is Chris. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Mom, is that you?
Kelly, what are you still doing up? It's 1 a.m.
I was worried about you.
Well, get to bed.
I made you some scrambled eggs. They're probably cold, but I can warm them up.
I'm not hungry. What is that?
It's the fire alarm.
Oh.
Stove.
Where's the fire extinguisher?
Right here.
Oh. Give it to me.
Take it. Mom, hurry. Put it out. Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened?
I guess I left the stove on. I must have forgot.
Yeah, you could have burned the whole house down. And look at that, you ruined my frying pan.
I'm sorry, I'll pay for a new one.
Just get out. I can't have you in my house anymore.
What?
Get out of my house.
What do you mean?
Are you deaf? I said leave.
I think you've had too much to drink. You just need some sleep.
What I need is for you to get out now.
But where am I gonna go?
Go to your father's.
But Mom, he lives somewhere in Arizona or Oklahoma or something.
Then you better get going.
But Mom...
Get out!
Sweetie, hey.
What?
Wake up.
Where am I?
Odyssey. This is your stop.
Odyssey?
You're on the bus, baby. You need to get off here.
Oh, okay.
Darling, do you have somebody picking you up?
Yeah.
Well, where are they? I don't see anybody. You shouldn't be all alone out here at 4:30 in the morning.
My dad's coming.
All right.
You take care of yourself.
I will. Better go find a place to sleep.
These are all the toys I had at home with.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I can bring you some more tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Ed. These are just fine.
So what are you doing with them?
Well, I've decided to give the train room an old-fashioned Western makeover. It's been so long since I changed the decor up there.
That sounds great. Do you think these toys are old-fashioned enough?
Oh, sure.
Because toys are my thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Remember I used to make them for a living?
Yeah.
I can get you just about anything you want.
Well, that's why I asked you. You know, with the redecorating in here, I could really use your help this week. Do you think you could spend some time here in Odyssey?
Sure, it's been slow in Connellsville anyway. I'll just give some more hours to the part-time.
All right, great.
Hey, I didn't know you had a piano.
Well, I just put it in yesterday. It's part of the train room decor, but I wasn't expecting anyone to actually play it. Hi there.
Oh, hi. Am I not supposed to be in here?
Oh, no, you're just fine.
Please, keep playing. That was nice.
No, it was awful, and this piano is out of tune.
Oh, I know. Actually, I didn't even know it worked. That's just in here as decoration. Say, you play really well.
Thanks.
By the way, I'm John Whitaker, and this is Mr. Washington.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't think I've seen you here before.
No, I'm Kelly.
You must have started piano lessons early.
I've never had any lessons.
What?
I sort of taught myself.
Wow.
Oh, you're kidding. And you're not even using music.
I just watched somebody playing one day and I kind of caught on.
Huh, playing by ear at your age. That's amazing. Hey, I've got an idea. If I can get this piano in tune by the time we have the grand reopening of this room, you think you could play some Western-style music for it?
Western?
Yeah, I'll bring in some CDs and you can listen to them. Do you think you could play for us, Kelly?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really that good.
Are you kidding me? Our church pianist isn't as good as you. Of course, she's 102.
Well, I guess I could try.
Great.
There, that's it. Oh, there's nothing better than the feeling after you've finished a chapter.
Well, congratulations, Miss Kendall. So the book is going well?
3 more chapters and I'm done.
That's impressive. So how long is it?
630 pages, give or take.
Yes. Well, you know, some editing might be in order.
Maybe a little.
Maybe. The fire alarm.
Oh, I'll get everyone out. Kids, don't panic. Just file out of the building in an orderly fashion. I said orderly. Stop panicking. Now, false alarm, false alarm. What? Hmm?
There's no fire.
How do you know?
I bumped into the fire alarm.
You bumped into it?
What?
Yes, I'm kind of a klutz. I set up fire alarms all the time. Do you want me to tell everyone they can come back in?
Yeah, sure.
So, Kelly sets off fire alarms all the time?
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Yes, and a bit unnerving.
That's nice, Kelly. Did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet.
Writing your own music? That's incredible for a 10-year-old.
Kids can handle more than adults think they can.
You may be right. My daughter Tamika is a songwriter, too. You ought to get together with her.
What are those?
Oh, some old-fashioned dolls I'm using to decorate this room. I used to work at a toy company, and these didn't sell very well, so they gave me some remainders. When you press the button in the back, it says things. See?
I love you.
It has about 6 sayings.
You're my best friend.
You can keep it if you want.
Oh, okay.
You don't like it.
No, I do. It's just that I don't really play with dolls anymore.
Oh.
But I have some younger cousins who might like it.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll let you get back to practicing. Did you want anything? Some ice cream?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Fudge marble.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I think we got a lot accomplished on the tree room today. Thanks for your help, Eugene.
Mr. Whittaker, the gratification belongs to me alone.
Oh, I should sleep well tonight.
Ugh, this doesn't make any sense. Huh?
What doesn't?
These numbers can't be right. It's off by $65.
Uh-oh, is the new cash register acting up?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't noticed you purchased a new register.
Nah, it's computerized. It's supposed to be more accurate.
Well, have you had problems with it before?
No, none.
Well, did anyone else use it today?
Mm-mm, just me. Hmm. Oh, well, except...
What?
Kelly seemed to like the buttons or something, so I showed her how it worked.
Kelly touched it?
Yeah, but only for a few minutes, and I watched her the whole time.
Now, this is the same Kelly who supposedly set off the fire alarm this morning?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you mean, supposedly?
I checked all the fire alarms. None were physically set off.
Physically?
Pulled or joggled or bumped.
Huh.
You think she lied about bumping into it?
No. It's all speculation at this point, but, well, the comment she made today about always setting off fire alarms, I considered the ramifications, and I have a theory as to why it happens.
Why?
I read an article once about people with a literal magnetism.
Huh.
Oh?
How there are individuals in our world who attract metal with their bodies.
What?
Get out!
No, it's scientifically accurate. And these people have also been known to cause electronic devices to malfunction. Watches, compasses, and so on.
Huh.
However, I didn't read about anything as dramatic as fire alarms.
Hmm.
You think Kelly is a human magnet?
Well, I don't know. but suffice it to say, my curiosity is piqued.
Well, now you're in my area.
Hi, Mom. You're probably asleep. I just wanted to tell you I'm okay. You know, in case you were worried. I'm eating, I found a good place to sleep, and, well, that's it. Bye.
Hey, you! Hey, lady!
Huh? What?
This is my park bench.
What?
That's my stuff underneath. This is my bench.
Oh, sorry.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a 2-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your 2-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
So, where are you going?
One glorious week on the beach in Puerto Vallarta.
Ah!
For our anniversary.
Oh, how romantic.
And they're leaving us home alone.
Well, it wouldn't be very romantic if we brought you and Marvin with us.
So you and Marvin have free reign over the house?
Yup, for 4 days.
Woohoo!
Free reign isn't quite the description I would use.
So this is a big moment. I mean, what made you decide to do this now, Ed?
Strangely enough, it was Kelly. What she said about kids being able to handle more than adults give them credit for. My kids have been faithful so far, so I know I can trust them.
I remember the first time my mom left me alone for 2 days. I was 14, and I invited all the... Never mind, I wasn't a Christian.
I may just have to install hidden cameras with satellite feeds to Puerto Vallarta. I'm gonna get back upstairs.
I'll come with you, Dad. I just have to stop at the restroom first.
All right.
Smells like something's burning. Anybody in here? Is there someone smoking in there? There's no smoking in the building.
Don't worry about it. I opened the window.
What? Kelly?
What do you want?
How old are you?
10.
And you're smoking? You shouldn't be doing that.
What are you, the Surgeon General?
Where did you even get cigarettes?
Why? Do you want some?
No! I'm getting Mr. Whitaker.
Don't you dare.
What are you gonna do?
You know, I've been in juvenile detention. It was for violent behavior.
Are you kidding?
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Okay, look, you're obviously crazy, so I'm just gonna use the bathroom upstairs.
Good idea.
Happy smoking, and I hope your lungs don't turn black before you're 15.
You think I should put in the part where Jimmy fell in love with me?
Miss Kendall, at 635 pages and counting, it is a story that could conceivably remain untold.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Hi. Nice to see you.
What are you doing?
Writing a book about Odyssey.
Cool.
Yeah, except I'm having trouble with the chapter on some of the romantic relationships that have come through here.
What do you mean?
Well, I've written about Eugene and Katrina.
Katrina's my wife.
And this other couple, Jack and Joanne Allen. But then there's my own love life.
Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Had. I mean, I should probably mention my relationship with Mitch, but I don't know, it's kind of sad. He moved to Budapest. And I don't want this to get all depressing.
Oh. Do you need any help with it?
I don't know how you could help, really. I mean, you didn't even know Mitch.
Actually, Kelly, you could help me with my project.
Okay. Is it a book?
No, just a simple case study. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
About what?
Well, your relationship with metal, primarily.
What?
Just ask your questions, Eugene. Don't worry about it. He's just being weird science man again.
All right.
Now, do you ever set off airport metal detectors, even when you're wearing nothing that's metallic?
I've never been on a plane.
Do you have any problems using silverware?
You mean, like, forks?
Precisely.
No. Peas fall off sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
Ooh, excellent.
How can I make a doomed relationship fun?
Pretend it's like a soap opera on TV. You can exaggerate everything.
Not bad.
When you listen to the radio and headphones, do you find that you can change the stations simply by blinking hard?
No, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Suppose it would.
Or, Connie, you could do some fun things like the top 10 reasons why he liked Budapest more than he liked me.
That could be funny, yeah. Thanks, Kelly. Good ideas.
No problem.
Hey, maybe I'll list you in the acknowledgments.
What do you mean?
Put your name at the beginning, you know. Special thanks to...
You're gonna put my name in the book?
Yeah, what's your last name?
Who's gonna read this?
Who knows? Could be thousands of people. Maybe even millions. Do you need a cough drop there, Eugene, or
no,
what?
No. Miss Kendall, I was merely surprised to hear your ambitious readership numbers.
It is not that impossible.
I don't want millions of people reading my name.
Why not?
It's embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's fun. Now, come on. What's your last name?
I gotta go.
What? Hey, what's wrong?
I should work on my song.
Huh? All right. Bye. Abrupt exit, huh?
Yes. Unless she was suddenly and mysteriously drawn to the metal blinds in the library.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Give it up.
I gotta follow up on this.
Have you ever wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, now you can with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. This program, available only online, includes questions and answers with the producers.
Can Mr. Whittaker dance?
Actor interviews.
Hi, this is Katie Lee.
Hi, this is Jordan Moore.
Courtney Brown.
Lauren Schaff.
Aria Curzon.
And even a few surprises.
We actually have a video clip of Mr. Whittaker dancing.
Enjoy the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast today by visiting witsend.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Yeah, I know I closed the freezer last night.
Then how did this happen?
Greetings. Tamika said you... Oh, my. Well, what happened in here?
Somehow, the freezer door was open all night. All of this ice cream melted.
It was closed when I left. I checked it.
So did I.
Well, I guess I'll just have to call the company. The electronics must have malfunctioned.
Wait a minute. That's it. It's an electronic lock.
So?
Was Kelly in here yesterday?
Oh, Eugene.
Well, yeah, she was. She wanted to see everything back here, and I showed it to her, the freezer included.
Oh, this is amazing. The girl is a walking electromagnetic pulse device.
Huh?
I need to speak with her.
Please don't badger her.
I won't. I am off. Farewell.
Poor girl.
Well, I guess we'd better get cleaning.
Where do we even start?
Well, these containers on top, we'll just have to throw away. Now, the ones on the bottom look salvageable.
All right.
Hmm.
What is it, Ed?
This container here, it's opened.
So?
Maybe nothing. It's just that it's the type of ice cream it is.
What do you mean, Ed?
fudge marble.
Now, Kelly, if you don't mind, may I put this frying pan next to your head?
Do you have to?
Well, no.
Why are you acting so weird around me?
Weird? I'm simply testing a theory. Tell me, do you have any trouble using an electronic keyboard?
I've never used one.
Ooh, I'd like to see you try.
I've always wanted to.
Really? Well, there's a music store a mile from here. Perhaps we could walk there.
Walk? Don't you have a car?
Yes.
Then let's go in your car.
You want to ride with me in my car?
Sure.
My car. The one with the intricate electronics and precision circuitry.
Is that okay?
Well, I don't know if that would be a good idea because of the, you know...
The what?
Look,
if you don't want me to ride with you in your car, fine.
Oh, it's not that.
Then what's the reason? What, you don't want to be seen in your car with me?
Oh, nonsense.
No, I get it.
Hmm?
You'd be embarrassed.
Huh?
I mean, I know I'm not very pretty.
Oh, Kelly, no, that's not it at all.
I'll see ya.
Wait. I made quite a mess out of this situation, haven't I?
Tamika, tell Whit what you told me.
What is it?
Well, Kelly threatened me.
What?
In the bathroom, because I caught her smoking.
Smoking? Well, she couldn't be more than...
She's 10.
Oh, my. How did she threaten you?
She said she had a history of violence.
What?
Did she have a weapon?
I didn't see anything.
What in the world? She seems so sweet.
That's what she wants you to think.
You know what? The fire alarms. She was smoking.
Yes, that's what set them off.
She lied to us. This girl has problems. She can't be threatening people.
Excuse me, has anybody here seen Kelly?
No.
Oh, I fear I've made a terrible mistake. I need to speak with her.
I think we all need to speak with her. There's something she's not telling us. But let's not confront her too harshly yet. I can't help but think that there's something more to her story. Let's get Connie.
Where is she?
Oh, I just saw her at the front working on her book.
No. No!
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Everything! It's gone!
What is?
My book! My computer must have crashed!
Connie.
It's not on my hard drive, and it's even missing on the disk. Please. I backed it up on.
Let me see.
637 pages just gone! Vanished! Oh, I spent 9 months on that!
Now, Connie, don't worry. It's usually retrievable. What do you think, Eugene?
Miss Kendall?
What?
Your computer didn't crash. Your files were erased.
How do files get erased?
Well, it can happen with power surges or magnets.
No. Kelly!
Except, do you see any other files that are missing, Miss Kendall?
No.
Then your book was the only thing that was erased?
Yes.
Huh. Then the only explanation is that someone did this on purpose.
Who?
I haven't the foggiest.
Why would somebody do that? Someone who doesn't want my book published? Wait! Kelly!
Huh? What do you mean?
She was upset that I was going to put her name in the book. Don't you remember, Eugene?
Well, I do. It was a curious reaction. But...
And she watched me using my computer.
She saw
me backing it up on a disk. Oh. Kelly did
now,
this!
Connie, don't jump to conclusions.
Mr. Whitaker, the CD player needs new batteries.
You!
What?
Uh-oh.
Why did you do it?
Do what?
You erased my book!
No, I didn't.
Oh, don't even start that. We all know you're a liar.
What?
I worked 9 months on it, and you just erased it.
Connie, calm down.
I'm not going to calm down. I want an explanation.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
Kelly, Connie doesn't mean anything by it.
Yes, you see, it's just that, well, we know you started the fire in the bathroom.
Yes.
And stole ice cream out of the freezer.
What?
But we're not concerned with that. All we want are answers to a few questions.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
I think we just need to talk to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking to my mother.
Well, why not?
She won't even care if you call.
Why?
Because she doesn't care about me.
Of course she does, Kelly, and we do too.
You don't know anything. You don't know my mom. She beats me, and if you call her, she's going to beat me again.
Kelly, wait.
Kelly!
Oh, boy.
B
Be sure to keep listening to find out what happens to Kelly and the gang at Wits' End. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Chosen One was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Mark Christopher Lawrence, Courtney Brown, Rachel Fox, and Maureen Davis, with Will Ryan as Eugene. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.